Hello, everybody. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and we are so lucky today to have Miss Ivy Odom from Southern Living's Hey Y'all with us today. Hi, Ivy.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for being with us. Recently, I came down to tour Southern Living headquarters, which was like a dream, and I am just so glad I got the chance to meet you there.
Yes, it was the best day, I think, whenever you came. It's so cool to work here, so I'm excited.
Definitely would be such a fun place to work. So tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
So I am from Moultrie, Georgia, which is a small town in southwest Georgia. I grew up there my entire life. I went to school at the University of Georgia, and I majored in consumer journalism through the College of Family and Consumer Sciences, otherwise known as home economics. I also majored in Spanish. After that, I went to culinary school at L'Académie des Cuisines in Gaithersburg, Maryland, which is about 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. Through my culinary school program, I had to do a restaurant internship, and I did that in Atlanta, Georgia, at Empire State South, which is owned by Hugh Atchison. And then immediately after that, I got my dream job, a fellowship in the test kitchens at what at the time was the Time Inc. Food Studios, which is now known as the Meredith Food Studios.
Wow. Well, you have covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time. I'm super impressed.
Yes, thank you. It's been a busy past, I think, 6 years, but it's been good.
Well, you are also, not only do you work in the test kitchen, but you have started this new video series with Southern Living called Hey Y'all. Tell us a little bit about that and what listeners can expect, where they can find it, and what all you cover on Hey Y'all.
So Hey Y'all is an online lifestyle series that is produced by Southern Living. I invite my viewers into my home. Every episode that we shoot is shot inside my kitchen or in my home. We do a couple of location shoots to kind of give people a tour of a bakery or, you know, some local establishment. But for the most part, everything's shot in my home. I share my family's traditions and recipes, but I put my own modern spin on them. So most episodes have recipes or are food related, but we also try to incorporate entertaining, decorating, DIY, and style tips as well.
Basically, it's like the magazine coming to life.
Correct. Is that— Yes. So our goal is kind of to— Southern Living, I think, has been around since the 60s, and the audience has grown with it. And so for the most part, the magazines, you know, I grew up at least with them on it on my coffee table all the time. And so it was my grandmother's favorite magazine, my mama's favorite magazine. And now we're moving to such a digital forward world that the magazine has kind of taken a back burner. So we're trying to get in new Southern Living audiences through a digital platform.
I think that's great. And so, you know, wise on Southern Living's part, obviously. I still love to hold a magazine. I look forward to getting it every single month in the mailbox, and it's something I love to flip through and save recipes and cut out. But I also love, you know, seeing the digital content. You know, it's more interactive too. So lots of fun with Southern Living.
Oh, yes. I love the magazine too. That's my favorite thing, is getting it every month still. I mean, it's a dream to kind of see the pages come to life, and the video is kind of just trying to be an extension of what we produce in the magazine. So,
well, love all of it. So you obviously love to cook. When did that start for you? Did you grow up in the kitchen?
Oh, yes. I have pictures of me when I was little, probably 2 years old, kind of in the kitchen with my mom and with my grandmother. They both were they're very traditional Southern cooks. So I did a lot of baking with my grandmother. Like, tea cakes were our favorite things to make together. And with my mom, she taught me kind of her love of just having fun in the kitchen. She's not as an adventurous cook as I am, at least now. But she is famous for just opening up the refrigerator and just trying to make something out of whatever she can find in there. And I definitely get that from her.
That's awesome. I feel like I have to follow a recipe to a T. Like, I am not that creative or adventurous. I'm like, no. I have to read step by step. But I think it just takes, would you say, time and just experimenting to get a little more comfortable with doing something like that?
Yes. And I used to be that way. I used to need to read a recipe step by step, no measurements of ingredients. But I think the more comfortable I've gotten in the kitchen, I've been able to kind of know what flavors do and don't work together and cooking times. And now it's just kind of like second nature. It's like if you've had a really stressful day, that's the way that I want to de-stress, is to go in and try to make something in the kitchen.
That sounds like a great stress reliever. I always love it when people are like, oh, I clean my house. That's how I get rid of stress. I'm not one of those people.
No.
I'm also not one of those people who are like, oh, I'm stressed out. I can't eat. I'm the opposite. Like, I don't like to clean and I do like to eat when I'm stressed out.
Yes. Stress eating is a big problem for me too.
Well, what is your favorite thing to cook? I know you've baked with your family, and I've seen some of your videos. You've made a lot of neat things. What would you say is your favorite?
It kind of depends on my mood and the seasons, and it's definitely kind of I wouldn't say a rotating schedule, but right now, one of my favorite things to make sounds crazy, but it's just a classic Caesar salad. That's been my go-to recipe. I make everything from scratch, the croutons, the dressing, it has anchovies, it has garlic, fresh herbs, use the raw egg yolk. It's just something about like watching the emulsification happen with the egg yolk and the oil and the vinegar and lemon juice and all of it come together is just really kind of relaxing and fun to me. And it's just so tasty if you make it from scratch. So right now is what that is. I don't know. Tomorrow it might be something different, but
that sounds delicious, especially like on a warmer day, just to have a crisp salad, Caesar salad. I love a Caesar salad, but I've never made the Caesar dressing, so I might have to get your recipe on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm known around the test kitchens as making the best Caesar salad in the office, so if anyone ever needs it, I'm there to come to the rescue on the salad front.
Well, I have to say, when I visited, I saw some things in the test kitchen, but I did not get to try any of those. So that's going to just have to stay on my bucket list for another time.
Oh, yeah. Every time we finish cooking a recipe, we always put it up on the counters. And people can come by and they make their plate for lunch or whatever. And you always know how good a recipe is based off of how quickly it disappears from the counter.
I did see a pickle pie on the counter when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you try the pickle pie?
I actually did. My kitchen mate, Nicole, who has another video series, made that for her series. And it didn't taste bad. Like, you would think it might be strange, but it was surprisingly okay. It was heavily spiced. It had a lot of cinnamon in it. It kind of reminded me of like a buttermilk pie. That was the texture of it, with a little bit of chopped up pickle. You couldn't really taste the pickle aspect of it.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Well, you are a true Southern girl, and you bring some of these traditions into, I'm sure, your recipes that you test out, as well as to your video series. Tell us a little bit about Southern traditions growing up and what they mean to you and why it's important to carry those on.
Well, okay. So I think over the past 20 years, at least 20 years ago, people didn't really have a whole sense of preserving the past as much as it is kind of now. I think that's a new prevalent thing that we've been seeing come up in the last 5-10 or so years that is kind of like the cool thing to do, I guess. It's, not only is it just like something that's fun and kind of like on trend to really bring back the past and tell stories, but I think it's super important to me because it reminds me of where I come from. I'm a huge lover of stories, and I'd much rather have like a dated piece of china or a piece of furniture with a good story than like the most fashionable piece of the time. My house, I bought it because it was built in 1945. My parents were trying to get me to get something that was in a new subdivision, didn't have any character, very cookie cutter and ready to go. But I said, no, my house has character. It was the oldest house in the street that I live on. And it's just something that I think it's important to preserve just because it reminds you of where you come from and the stories that go with everything that if everything has a story, then it's a lot more interesting than if it doesn't. So,
absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I love the charm and character of old things. I think, yeah, just like you, I love the story behind them. And whenever I see a house, I kind of think, I want to know the background of it. I want to know the people who've lived there before. And I think that's neat.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what are some top tips you would give to a wannabe Southern hostess?
Okay, so whenever you told me about this question ahead of time, I was really excited. So I have a long list. So I'm just going to list them all out.
Yay!
Okay, so my first one is try to make as many recipes as you can ahead of time. That is super important. A second one is don't sweat the small stuff. People, I think, tend to get worked up too much about little things that don't really matter in the end. If you are probably the only person that knows about it, your guest will have no clue. A third thing is invest in a set of 12 white plain dinner plates. Mine is a catering line from Pottery Barn, but Crate and Barrel also has some, and you can dress up and dress down a plain white dinner plate, and it goes very far. Another one would be don't apologize for food, because you might think you messed up, but no one else will know until you start apologizing for it. Fresh flowers are a must. My mama always taught me to dress to match my party theme and always wear lipstick. After everyone leaves your party, pour yourself a glass of wine and unload the dishwasher and load it all up. You want to just relax while everyone is gone. And then, yeah, I think that's everything. I think the lipstick is the most important tip, though.
I love all those things. Yes, I always feel like I have to have, of course, fresh flowers. The lipstick I'm getting better about in my older age. And yeah, just not sweating the small stuff. I love that. I think I am a hostess almost more other places. Like, I will invite people to go, you know, to a restaurant or an event or something like that. But I'm trying to be better about hosting in my own home and not worrying about the mess or, you know, this isn't the right way, and just enjoying and inviting. I think that's the best part about it.
Yes, for sure.
Well, we talked about Southern Living and what a fun place the headquarters is. You also did a behind-the-scenes episode on Hey Y'all. What's your favorite place at headquarters?
So other than the prop room, which I think is pretty much everyone in the building's favorite place, it's just so overwhelming. And if people tune into that episode, they'll be able to see why. I would say my favorite place is honestly my kitchen. So the way that we have our test kitchen area set up is all on the fifth floor of our building. Three of the four walls of the entire building are surrounded by photo bays on all of the sides. And so the test kitchens are actually in the middle of the building and don't have a lot of natural light in the kitchens, except for the one wall that my kitchen is on. We're on the fourth of the other three. And so my kitchen is actually surrounded by windows, and we have the most beautiful view of the hills of Birmingham. And it gets all this natural light, and we have plants on all the windowsills. It's amazing. It's my happy place here in the office.
Sounds like a cozy little corner.
Yes.
And I felt like when I was there that the offices are surrounded by trees. It's almost like you guys are in a treehouse. That's what it felt like to me.
Yes. In one of our old buildings, there was an atrium with a waterfall and trees inside of it. We don't have that building anymore, but it is amazing around here.
Well, after I left Southern Living, I headed to Homewood to explore a little bit, which was such a cute area. Tell some of our listeners, what are some places to visit in Birmingham?
So the thing that I love most about Birmingham is I'm from a small town, and Birmingham, while it is a bigger city, you can make it as small as you want. It's broken up into a lot of different neighborhoods, like you said, Homewood and Mountain Brook and Crestline and Vestavia. The list goes on. I live in Homewood, so that is very near and dear to my heart. I love walking around the downtown 18th Street area. It has a lot of great shops. But in the Mountain Brook area, one of my favorite spots is the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. You can just walk in. It's free. They have so many different garden areas. There's a Japanese garden, and it's actually kind of connected to the Birmingham Zoo, which is super fun to take kids to, and just a great way to spend a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. My absolute favorite restaurant in Birmingham is Chez Fon Fon, and they have an outdoor bocce court and patio. And best thing to do on a day after work or on a Saturday or Sunday, not Sundays, but Saturdays, is to go and sit outside on the bocce court, have a French 75, and just like some escargot, and they make the world's best hamburger. It's just so amazing.
That does sound good. I think actually, Betsy Stalletta for Southern Living, for those of you listening, also recommended that. So next time I'm in the area, I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
Oh yes. And they also have the best coconut cake. It's made by a lady named Dole Miles, who actually won the James Beard Award in 2018 for the pastry program at Chez Fon Fon in Highlands Bar and Grill here in Birmingham. And I kid you not, the coconut cake makes you want to cry every time you eat it because it's so good.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because there's a restaurant here in Nashville that has a delicious coconut cake, and I was telling someone about it recently, and we cannot get it off of our mind. Like, we just were like, oh, unfortunately, I was not able to go over there and get the coconut cake, and I feel the same way right now. I want to get in the car and drive to Birmingham to try out this cake.
Well, the drive is not too far from Nashville, so.
No, it's not. I just did a little day trip, and it was a perfect little, you know, back and forth. It wasn't bad at all. So I can't wait to come and explore more in Birmingham again soon.
It is a fun town. I can't wait for you to come back.
Well, what are some things coming up on Hey Y'all that our listeners should be looking out for? Are there some fun episodes you're working on?
Yeah, so actually we did this at a great time. Season 3 of Hey Y'all actually premieres on May 10th, and we are kicking it off with a very, very special Mother's Day episode. We actually brought in my mom for the episode, so everybody gets to meet her, and I'm cooking with her, and it's going to be really fun. Season 3 is going to be a shorter season than what people are used to. Instead of our normal 10 episodes, it's only going to be 6, but that's okay because we're going to have 2 summer seasons. Season 4 will come a little bit later in July. So we have some fun things planned for season 3. There's a Steel Magnolias themed episode. There's an ice cream episode. One is going to be by a pool. And then one we're going to do with Coca-Cola recipes. So we have some fun things in store for season 3.
That does sound really fun, and I can't wait to follow along and check all these out. If you could share with our listeners where they can find Hey Y'all, where they can find you on social media, websites, all the info.
All the info. So they can follow me personally at Ivy Odom, IVYODOM on Instagram. I post a lot of behind the scenes images and videos from my show. They can also friend me on Facebook if they're feeling like that's the route that they want to go. But Instagram is where I'm a lot more active. Hey Y'all actually has its own Facebook watch channel. On Instagram and YouTube, we're actually coming in on the Southern Living page. So if you follow Southern Living on Instagram or YouTube, you will automatically see Hey Y'all posted when we premiere every Friday. So it comes on as a Southern Living post on Instagram on Fridays at 12:30 Central. YouTube is the same. It comes on the Southern Living page at Fridays at 12:30 Central.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait to see more of you on Hey Y'all and just behind the scenes and see these recipes that you're coming out with in the magazine and online as well. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you so much. This has been so fun. This is my first podcast, so it's been great.
Thank you.